It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A protest to mark the anniversary of the police killing of a young black man in Colorado Springs Monday night included more than a half dozen people in body armor carrying military-style firearms. The demonstration took place in a residential neighborhood near the alleged home of one of the officers who shot 19-year-old Devon Bailey last August. Organizer Sean Wall says he invited armed participants in response to online rumors of an armed counter-protest that did not materialize.
We don't always have to be the victim to people's violence, you know what I mean? And we thought we were warned that we were going to be met with violence. So we have the capability to protect ourselves, to defend ourselves.
At least one resident of the neighborhood brought a gun outside during the protest, but conflicts between protesters and residents were limited to a few shouting matches. Officials in Aurora on Monday chose Vanessa Wilson as the city's next police chief. Wilson has served as interim chief since January. Her appointment comes as the department faces criticism over its use of force and other policies. It faces three separate investigations over the death of Elijah McClain, whose death last year sparked protests in Aurora calling for police accountability. The community-led housing initiative Bedrooms Are for People is suing the city of Boulder over ballot access. In July, the Boulder City Council voted to increase the in-person signature requirement needed to get on the ballot, which organizers say violated COVID-19 health guidelines. Their proposed initiative would abolish a local law that makes it illegal for more than three unrelated people to live together. Metro State University in Denver announced yesterday mandatory furloughs for faculty and staff because of the economic complications brought on by COVID-19. CPR's Paolo Jalsita has more.
MSU cited a decline in fall enrollment as a reason behind furloughs. All professional staff making more than $50,000 annually will be required to take a certain amount of unpaid days off, depending on the tier of income they're in. MSU says this round of furloughs will save the university $1.1 million, just a fraction of its total budget shortfall. I'm Paolo Jalsita, CPR News.
Frontier Airlines is preparing to furlough almost 400 employees at Denver International Airport starting in October. The furloughs are expected to last at least 6 months, and some workers will likely lose their jobs completely. Around Denver today, it's highs just above 90 and a chance for thunderstorms this afternoon, close to 90 in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.